106.7 WIZN. If the phone is ringing, it must be time for a call with Kyle from Sticks and Stuff. And Kyle, drop it on me. What do we got going on this week?
Yeah, so over the last couple of weeks, we've had a lot of customers that are coming in. Obviously, the weather's getting nice. They're staining their decks, their railings, their porches, their garden sheds, their wood sheds. And we're getting a lot of the same questions. So I thought I'd just touch on a couple little things. Anytime that you haven't stained something before, I generally recommend the customers that they go with a transparent or a semi-transparent stain. So you're going to see the wood grain through it. You can add a little bit of color if you want to. That's going to protect from UV damage and also moisture damage, but it's going to get absorbed into the wood, so you don't run into any problems with any chipping or flaking or peeling. In the future, if you want to add more color, you can always go with a solid or a solid semi-solid over that. But once you go more opaque, you can't go back unless you strip right. the wood down. So from a maintenance standpoint, semi-transparent or transparent is definitely the way to go. Out of the products we carry, we have a really cool product called Ready Seal. Their claim to fame is that they're goof-proof. You can spray it, you can roll it, you can brush it, you can wipe it. You can stop the project halfway through, finish it up a week later, and you don't see any lap marks. You won't know the difference between when you started it and stained it. That's available in pre-mixed colors. If you're looking for something that's a little more specific to your job, if you want a red or a green or a blue or any other color, both Benjamin Moore and Cabot have full stain lines and color charts that you can choose from. But you definitely want to match your brush if you're going to brush it with whatever product you have. So if it's a water-based product, you're going to want to use a nylon bristle brush. If it's an oil-based product, you're going to want to use a natural bristle brush because it holds on and distributes the product a little better. So hopefully that helps people if they have any questions. And if they have specific needs or questions, just swing into your closest store.
Right. They can head over to sticksandstuff.com to find out which of the 7 locations is closest to them. And just a little tip from yours truly, wear some shorts and shoes you don't care about when you're applying these things.
Yes, your shoes will also be waterproof by the end of the project.
They sure will. All right, Kyle. Well, thanks for the tips this week, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, take care, everybody.